Does anyone here have a birthday today? Does anyone here remember their birthday? Do you remember, usually we remember our birthday. We usually hope that others remember it too. Do you remember your birthday in the spirit? Do you remember the date of your baptism? I was baptized on Sunday, February 21st, 1971. And that's when my life in the spirit, my life in the church, began. It's when I was charged to grow in holiness, to keep my baptismal garment, I'm wearing it right now, unstained by sin. It's not the same one that I was baptized in. To keep the light of faith alive in my heart. And everyone here who has been baptized has been charged with those same things. I joined the ministerial priesthood in 1998, thanks to Bishop John Gatos. But my first experience of priesthood began with baptism. And everyone here who's baptized, I encourage you to reflect a bit on your own experience of priesthood. Baptism makes us a priest, a prophet, and a king. Priest to offer true worship to God, to the Father. Prophet to spread the gospel to those around you. And king to rule over sin in your life. The first reading today from the prophet Baruch, he says to the whole city of Jerusalem, and he speaks today to the whole church of Christ. He says, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God. Now, Baruch then names very specifically what those splendid robes of glory are. The cloak of justice from God, and on your head, the mitre that displays the glory of God's eternal name. So very specifically, Baruch was naming priestly attire. He was naming the clothes of the Jewish priests. And he's saying that in the day of the Lord, the whole city of Jerusalem, the whole church of Christ, will be a priestly people. That was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He came and made all of us, by virtue of our baptism, a priestly people. My job as a ministerial priest is to serve the priestly people, to nourish you with the word and the sacraments, so that you can fulfill your job as the priestly people in the world, giving God authentic worship in spirit and truth, spreading God's word, and ruling over sin in your life. And I think oftentimes the people of God have done a great job focusing on, even if we struggle with it, but focusing on that kingly role, combating sin. And sometimes I think, maybe oftentimes, we have neglected our priestly and prophetic roles. By priestly role, think praying with another person. Maybe that's in your family, with your spouse, with children, with parents, with cousins, with friends, even maybe in the workplace. By prophetic role, think speaking the truth of God's word to others. I believe that. I don't quite believe that. I believe this. I think this is the truth of God's word. Baruch proclaims to us that you, this priestly people, will be named the peace of justice and the glory of God's worship. As the baptismal priesthood, how are you speaking up for justice that leads to peace? How are you revealing God's glory by how you pray with others? In our second reading today from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, St. Paul says that he gives thanks for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. From the first day of our conversion, from the first day of our baptism, through to today, we are called to a partnership in the gospel. It's not just something that St. Paul and the apostles, or the Pope and the bishops, all the baptized, from the moment of our conversion to today. It's a beautiful thing. We have a partnership in the gospel. Wow. Your priesthood includes a partnership in the gospel. Now, Baruch was prophesying the return of God's people when the Messiah would lead the scattered people back to God. In the gospel, St. Luke is recounting the story of John the Baptist, the greatest of the Hebrew prophets, and John is prophesying just like Baruch. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare your hearts and help your neighbors prepare their hearts for the coming of the Lord. John was from a priestly family. If you remember, his father, Zechariah, served in the temple. He was serving in the temple when the angel Gabriel appeared to him and said, your wife, Elizabeth, is going to have a child, and you must name him John. So Zechariah was a priest. John himself was a priest. But John was an Old Testament priest and an Old Testament prophet. You and I are New Testament priests and New Testament prophets. We prepare people for a Messiah who has already come. We can point to Jesus and his life, death, and resurrection, and the differences he has made in our life. So just as I encourage you to find out when you were baptized, I strongly, strongly encourage you to think through the differences that Jesus has made in your life. I think that without Christ in my life, I'd be a lot more selfish. I think I'd be a lot more materialistic. I think I'd be a lot more arrogant. You're thinking, really? I think I'd be a lot more willing to exploit others for my own benefit. I would certainly have gotten married, or I should say, have tried to get married. But knowing how much Christ loves me, I think that makes it possible to desire virtue, to desire sacrifice, even to desire celibacy for the sake of the kingdom. What a beautiful gift for the Lord. Knowing the love of Christ makes me desire to talk with you about the love Christ has for you and the difference he can make in your life. Your baptismal priesthood charges you to do the same with others. Do others know that you're a Christian? Can they tell? Do they see it? Do they hear it? How can you prepare the way for the Lord, not just in your own life, but for the life of someone else? For one person to proclaim the gospel, and so in that way to prepare Christ's coming for another person, changes the world. I think that's why the gospel of Luke begins today by naming rulers from the empire and the local governors all the way down to the Jerusalem priests. Because the proclamation of one man, John the Baptist, affected all of them. Your priesthood, your praying with others, speaking of Christ with others, affects our world too, from the President of the United States of America down to the pastor and the associate pastor of Newman Parish here in Columbia. Prepare the way of the Lord. Pray, pray with others, and speak, speak with others. Your homework for the week is think through the difference that Christ makes in your life. Think through the difference he makes in your life. And then invite someone back to Mass this week. Or remind someone of Christ's love for them this week. The Lord remembers them. And the church remembers them. You remember them too.